Time to cross to the glitz and the glamour of the purple carpet. And yes, purple was the colour. It's Emmy's time, all your favourite television stars glammed up and awarded or snubbed. And it is the era of television, my friends. You know, goodbye movies. Everyone's binge-watching TV. So this is becoming an increasingly important event. Jenna Guillaume has spent the day watching the Emmy Awards like a hawk for us. She's an author, also a former editor-at-large at BuzzFeed Australia. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so one of the big winners tonight would have to be Fleabag, a dark comedy written and performed by Phoebe Waller-Bridge. It beat out Veep, which kind of upsets me, and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which also upsets me, to take home Best Comedy Series. Here it is.
This is just getting ridiculous. Fleabag started as a one-woman show in Edinburgh Festival, and the journey has been absolutely mental.
Wow, okay. So it is absolutely mental, really, isn't it?
It is. It's really phenomenal that it kind of swept the whole award show this year, especially, as you say, it was Veep last year as a contender, and it unfortunately didn't take home any wins tonight. So Fleabag won Best Comedy Series, Best Writing, Best Directing, and Best Actress for a Comedy Series as well. So it was Phoebe's night.
It certainly was, because Phoebe Waller-Bridge also created the show Killing Eve.
Yes, and we saw Jodie Comer won the Best Actress in that as well.
Wow. And Game of Thrones won Outstanding Drama Series. For anyone who can follow it, I'll buy you a pony. Like, it's incredible. Like, my brain hurts watching that show. My partner forced me to watch it all, and I'm still sort of suffering. But it won. So people clearly loved it.
Oh, look, it did win. I loved it. I didn't love the last season, but I did love the show. What was interesting about Game of Thrones win, though, it won Best Outstanding Drama Series, but it lost Best Director, Best Writer, and most of the acting nominations as well. The only actor that won from the series was Peter Dinklage. And a lot, they had about 8 other nominations, and they didn't win any of them. So a lot of people kind of thought maybe it's a legacy win just for, it's their last final goodbye. They won this award, but I don't know, maybe they didn't deserve it.
yeah, I've got sort of mixed feelings about it all, although mm-hmm. It was an absolute blockbuster of a show for so long. Billy Porter won Outstanding Leading Actor in a Drama Series for his work in Pose. What did you make of that win?
Oh, it was wonderful. So he's the first openly gay black American actor to win an Emmy, and his speech was just wonderful and so heartwarming, and he is now one award away from an EGOT, so I think he just needs to get the Oscar and he will have the sweep of all of the awards, which is wonderful. But it's nice that he kind of spoke in his speech about finding success a little bit later in life, and it was really heartwarming.
Talk me through some of your favourite speeches of the night. It can be quite hit or miss. Michelle Williams' speech got a lot of love on social media. She addressed the issue of pay equality. Here she is.
And so the next time a woman, and especially a woman of colour, because she stands to make 52 cents on the dollar compared to her white male counterpart, tells you what she needs in order to do her job, listen to her, believe her, because one day she might stand in front of you and say thank you for allowing her to succeed because of her workplace environment and not in spite of it. Thank you.
Was that a highlight for you?
Oh, absolutely. I would say that was the highlight of the show. She's so eloquent and so well-spoken. This is her first Emmy, and she used it as an opportunity to advocate for equal pay, which, we all know that she had that really notorious incident of being grossly underpaid under Mark Wahlberg for a movie last year. And so, this is something she feels really passionate about, but she not only, as a white woman, spoke about equal pay for all women, but especially for women of colour, which was a good use of her moment. And then the other speeches that were really stood out was Patricia Arquette's speech. She won Best Actress in a Limited Series, I believe, and she spoke about trans rights because she talked about mourning the death of her sister, Alexis Arquette, who was a trans woman, and she spoke about, creating opportunity and safe environments for trans people. And then there was Jerelle Jerome, who won for the Netflix series When They See Us, and mm-hmm. he spoke about the Exonerated Five, who the series is based on. So there was a lot of kind of social justice in the speeches.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Jenna Guillaume is an author, also a former editor-at-large for BuzzFeed Australia.